It is time for another class session of the Warren County Radio Bible School. You want to get your Bible and turn it to the book of Esther, and today we'll be completing a study of that book that we've been on for several weeks, and during that time we read the entirety of the book of Esther. And so we're going to be bringing those lessons then to a close. Today, wait just a minute, let me make a note here. We'll be bringing that lesson to a close. And so turn in your Bible to Esther chapter 4. While you're doing that, I'll remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain. And we have been meeting at that location for 100 years, actually over 100 years. We have Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying Sunday school lessons written by E.A. Elam for the Sundays of 1922, and we're completing the lesson that he wrote for August 13th, 1922. And looking at Esther chapter 4, if you want to open that up, I'll read verses 12 through 13. Esther 4, this is 12 through 14, and then we'll look at Elam's notes on that. It says here, they told Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai bade them return answer to Esther. Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then will relief and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house will perish. And who knoweth whether thou art come into the kingdom for such a time as this? In Elam's notes he says, these verses give Mordecai's reply. He placed before Esther these facts. 1. Being a Jew, she must not think she would escape the massacre. 2. Should she hold her peace and decline to undertake this deliverance, deliverance would arise from some other source, but she and her father's house would perish. And 3. Who knew but that for this purpose she had come to the kingdom? While the name of God does not appear in the book of Esther, yet this shows Mordecai's belief in God and his providence. Let me read Esther 4:15 and 16. Then Esther bade them return answer to Mordecai. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast for me and neither eat nor drink 3 days or night. And I and my maidens will fast in like manner. And so will I go into the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. Now Elam's notes. Upon considering Mordecai's argument, Esther decided to take the dangerous step. But she was unwilling to take it without proper preparation. She requested Mordecai to gather together all the Jews that were in Shushan to fast with her, neither eating nor drinking for 3 days and nights, saying that she and her maidens would likewise fast. Being Jews, it seemed certain that with this fasting was earnest prayer and an acknowledgment of dependence upon God. And so will I go unto the king, that is, with this preparation. And if I perish, I perish. This was a heroic act on Esther's part. She risked her life for the salvation of others by going to the king contrary to the law. This is to us a most cruel and brutal law. But Xerxes and other despots then were cruel and brutal. In verse 17 of Esther chapter 4, we read, so Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther commanded him. And Elam's notes say, Mordecai recognized the propriety of making this preparation and did as Esther requested. Now, Esther chapter 5 and verse 1. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel, and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat on his royal throne in the royal house, over against the entrance of the house. Elam's notes. Now it came to pass on the third day. This shows how time was counted then. Verse 16 says 3 days, night or day. And this verse says on the third day. On the third day means, according to our more accurate way of counting time, after 2 days and nights, and not 3 days and nights. Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house, while the king sat upon his throne, which was opposite the entrance of his house. Esther was a wise and practical woman, and used all means of success in her power, namely the religious preparation of the previous verses, her appearance in the presence of the king in a dignified, respectful, and courteous way, her personal beauty, and her gracious manners, all added to her success. Esther chapter 5 and verse 2. And it was so, when the king saw Esther and the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Elam's notes. When the king saw Esther in the court, he was moved by her appearance and extended to her the golden scepter, because she had obtained favor in his sight. Having gained the favor of the king, Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Now Esther chapter 5 and verse 3. Then said the king unto her, "What wilt thou, Queen Esther, and what is thy request? It shall be given thee, even to the half of the kingdom." The king asked Esther's wish, and promised to grant it, even to half of his kingdom. Esther proceeded in a wise way to further gain the favor of the king. Haman was elated with the idea of being invited to the queen's banquet with the king, but Mordecai's conduct filled him with wrath. At the suggestion of his wife, Zeresh, Haman prepared to hang Mordecai. This reminds us of the destruction of Naboth by that most wicked woman Jezebel, in order to her husband not take Naboth's vineyard, in 1 Kings 21, 1-16. God's providence was helping in the matter. And though restless, the king learned that Mordecai had never been rewarded for informing the king of a plot against him, and he determined to do so. The result of Esther's heroic action was the tragic death of Haman, the promotion of Mordecai to Haman's place, the enactment of a law allowing the Jews to defend themselves on the day set for their extermination. Great numbers of their enemies were slain, and fear of the Jews fell upon the people. The Jews declined to lay hands upon the spoil. This gave origin to the Feast of Purim, which the Jews have celebrated on the 13th and 14th of their month Adar, which is the last of February and the 1st of March, annually ever since. Now that concludes the lesson for August 13th, 1922. And as I turn the page in Elam's notes, I come to the lesson for Sunday, August the 20th, 1922, and this lesson is about a second return from exile. If you wish, you might take your Bibles and turn to the book of Ezra. We'll be looking at passages from Ezra chapter 7 and 8. Now, the golden text for this is Ezra 8:22. "The hand of our God is upon all them that seek him for good." There's a devotional reading for this text found in the book of Psalms. The devotional reading comes from the 107th Psalm, verses 1 through 9. And I'll read that at this time. Psalm 107 and verse 1. "Oh, give thanks unto Jehovah, for he is good. for his loving kindness endureth forever. Let the redeemed of Jehovah say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary, and gathered out of the lands from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desert way. They found no city of habitation. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto Jehovah in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. He led them also by a straight way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise Jehovah for his loving kindness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he satisfieth the longing soul, and the hungry soul he filleth with good. Let me proceed directly to the introduction to this Sunday school lesson about the second return from exile. And we'll talk about first the order of these lessons as you're hearing them over the radio and as they're given in Elam's notes. These lessons from the return of the Jews of captivity to the teachings of the law are in chronological order, although they're in different books in the Bible. Attention is called to this to show why these lessons should thus be in different books. The books in the Bible are not placed in it according to the time when they were written. The events of the book of Esther occurred between chapters 6 and 7 of the book of Ezra. Zerubbabel's return was B.C. 536, laying the foundation of the temple, B.C. 535. The beginning of the revival of the work under the prophecies of Haggai and Zechariah, B.C. 519. The completion of the temple, B.C. 515. The events of the book of Esther, B.C. 483-473. Ezra's journey to Jerusalem, B.C. 458. Nehemiah's prayer and visit to Jerusalem, B.C. 445-444. Rebuilding the walls and reading and obeying the law, B.C. 444. These dates are approximately correct. And as this number B.C. continues to decrease, we're getting closer and closer and closer to the time of Jesus Christ. Now, number two of the introduction, Ezra and the condition of the Jews. We have learned that Ezra was a priest. He was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which Jehovah, the God of Israel, had given, Ezra 7 in verse 6. This means not only that he transcribed the law, but that he studied it, understood it, and taught it. Ezra's desire to lead a caravan to Jerusalem to reform the people there and to restore the worship of God, and Artaxerxes, king of Persia, granted him the privilege and authority to do so. Artaxerxes is the king known in history as Artaxerxes Longimanus. He was the son of Xerxes and reigned over the Persian Empire from B.C. 464 to 425. In the seventh year of his reign, Ezra went to Jerusalem. The king furnished Ezra with the necessary means to beautify the house of Jehovah. Ezra 7:11-26 gives the letter of authority from the king to Ezra to prosecute this work. We read in Ezra, let me get to that, the book of Ezra chapter 7 and in verse 12. Artaxerxes, king of kings, unto Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of God of heaven, perfect and so forth, I make a decree that all the people of Israel and their priests and Levites in my realm are minded of their own free will to go to Jerusalem with thee. It was whosoever will they could go. We're going to have to end that right now, and we'll come back, and you be ready for the next class of the Warren County Radio Bible School when you hear that bell, and we'll continue this study of the book of Ezra.